Under current law, the most one donor can give a candidate for governor, attorney general, Supreme Court justice, or other statewide office is $10,000. Under the bill up for a hearing this week in the Senate, a donor could give $20,000. Likewise, the bill would increase contribution limits to state senators from $1,000 to $2,000 and for state representatives from $500 to $1,000. The plan received bipartisan support when it passed the state assembly earlier this year. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says that's in stark contrast to the way people view this issue outside the Capitol.
Voters of every political stripe are saying there's too much money in the system, that it's corrupting our government and needs to be reined in. You go inside the Capitol, and there seems to be bipartisan agreement that there's not enough money in politics, and that even bigger donations need to be allowed. And so there's a huge disconnect between the public and the public officials.
Lawmakers who support the change argue it will empower candidates to get their message out instead of campaigns being dominated by outside interest groups. McCabe says that theory was tested in the recent recall elections when incumbents had no contribution limits.
The outside interest groups still raised and spent more than ever. They set all kinds of new records for interest group spending, and they outspent the candidates by a substantial margin.
The bill would also, for the first time, allow voters to register online in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.